Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
If you should pick up a book by Erling Kag, you would find a rather drab monochrome cover, imprinted with only the title of the book, a subtitle, and the author's name. The title, Silence. The subtitle, In the Age of Noise, and the author, Erling Kag. And like myself, you may be asking, who is Erling Kag and why did he write the book? The answer to that question is both novel and meaningful. First, he's a Norwegian adventurer who became the first person ever to trek across Antarctica. But that's only part of the reason why he's unique among all the adventurers of the 20th century. The aviation company that flew him to the coast, where he began his adventure, insisted that he take a radio with him so he might call for help should he need it. Kag took the radio. However, before he started the journey, he removed the batteries from the radio and deposited them in the airplane's trash bin. Sarah Wheeler, writing a book review, wrote, "As the subtitle, In the Age of Noise, indicates, the notion of cultivating silence is mighty unfashionable as well as hard to achieve." Mr. Kag began by asking himself the question, what is silence? Where is it? Why is it more important now than ever? He reckons that he came up with 33 attempts at answering them. He was absolutely alone for 50 long days. While Kag is unique, he is not lacking in education or brains. A lawyer by trade, he's a serious art collector and publisher as well. Of his experience, he said, "The quieter I became, the more I heard. But the more he heard, the more difficult it became to be at peace with himself." Ponder his experience of spending 50 days entirely alone, without a cell phone, a TV, a radio, the noise of traffic, the constant chatter of people, and the list could go on and on. He learned what I experienced in part many years ago when I was in the high country of Colorado where I grew up. Silence may be the absence of noise, but it is certainly not the absence of sound. Is it any wonder that we must shut out the noise to hear the voice of God himself? Some 3,000 years ago, David, the one who eventually became king, recorded the words of God himself, who said, "In quietness and confidence is your strength." In another psalm, David wrote, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently before him. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." Does his advice ever fly in the face of modern life today? Try turning off all noise-making appliances in your life for just 24 hours and see if you can handle the silence. There is value in finding a place of solitude, where you take a Bible as a companion and earnestly listen to the quiet voice of the Holy Spirit, who will encourage, reprove, counsel, guide, and direct your life. Why is it we are afraid of silence? Partly because we are not at peace with ourselves. Kag put it, it is the fear of getting to know ourselves better. I love David's expression, "In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." But those words are followed by a stinging injunction, "But you would not." Another translation puts it, "But you would have none of it." Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.